Welcome to The Reality Revolution. I'm your host, Brian Scott. And I'm very excited today. We're going to return to the world of the plate or plat, as discussed by Vadim Zeeland in Reality Transurfing and the book Tufti the Priestess. It's now been more than a year since we learned about the plat when it was released in the English language version of Tufti the Priestess. Check out my episode called Waking Up in the Eternity Archive. The idea of the plate or plat, there is general disagreement on the correct pronunciation. I like to say plat, but I've discussed this with Rene Garcia, who is the head of the Transurfing Institute in the United States, and she is on Team Plate. If you have not heard of it, it is an absolutely fascinating concept that once you understand it and try to apply it, it will change your life. I've done an episode related to this on the assemblage point, as discussed by Carlos Castaneda. A lot of the Transurfing material is related to information that was discussed in Carlos Castaneda's work and other Toltec wisdoms by other authors. So the idea is that you have this energy braid that is directly related to your external reality. The braid essentially connects to the back of your head, and then you feel it between your shoulder blades on your back. So to give a better summary of this, in the assemblage point episode, the idea is you have this energy matrix or body around you, and behind you, there's this point. It's an assemblage point. Understand what it is. Imagine if you had a computer with hundreds of cords hooked in, but it had to go through a little hole. All the cords had to go through a little hole to get plugged in. They would all join together at some assemblage point. Imagine you have all these realities. Who you are, your history, what you are, not just one reality. You're creating realities all the time, and they all are interchanged in a part of one massive reality. And so imagine them like threads going over you, meeting in your back. The plat is also similar to the Bindu chakra, as discussed in yoga. There is a discussion of the plat in a multiple variety of different sciences. That's the word that's used in Transurfing. So we can call it an energy braid or whatever. It is not exclusive to Transurfing, but Vadim Zeeland does a magnificent job using channeled information of some kind to really explore all of the facets of the plate or plat. And he discusses it also in his book, What Tufti Didn't Say, which is sort of a sequel to Tufti the Priestess. Now, to review, it was first referred to as the intention plat in the book Tufti the Priestess. Tufti the Priestess is this amazingly unique book that comes from the perspective of Tufti, a priestess from the past who has divine knowledge, and she has a certain sense of humor and a way of writing that is not what you would expect for a novel like this, or book. So it's described in Tufti that the principle of the outer center is very simple. You transfer your attention to the end of the plate or plat and imagine the picture of any event you would like to attract into your life. This illuminates the future frame, and what you visualized becomes manifest in physical reality. So the idea is this is an additional element works with the physics of reality creation, using the energies around you. And you imagine what you want, which we talk about all the time, which Neville Goddard talks about. Interestingly, in the Neville Goddard material, he is speaking about the back of the head as where God is located, where the sleeper sleeps. He mentions it in over a dozen lectures, and he has a word for it. I believe it's Yod, for this part of the skull where reality may come into creation. Understand it in terms of physics. for a better understanding of how physics determines reality creation, check out my book, The Reality Revolution, The Mind-Blowing Movement to Hack Your Reality. And I give a summary, as best I could, of some of these concepts that are used in physics. But understanding physics is not necessarily required, but so for some people, just like the Merkaba, an understanding of how your reality is created with your mind. So understand, as Robert Anton Wilson discusses in the Eight Systems of Consciousness, you're in a reality tunnel. You're interacting with other people that are in their own reality tunnels. But ultimately, you're in your own reality tunnel, and you'll always be in just that tunnel. It may be similar to other people, but never the same. Your experience of reality is completely unique to you. So understanding this and getting an idea of it, you can change your reality. Now, Zeeland explains that the outer intention center, when he says outer intention, you can translate that to God. When Zeeland says outer intention, he means God. The God center or outer intention center is at the tip of the plat. It is a spot between the shoulders, not only flat to the spine, but a little away from it. So all of your reality goes to that assemblage point. In Toltec, they use all kinds of exercises and ways to maneuver the assemblage point. When you do that, you change your reality. So the plat is sort of this intermediary between you and your assemblage point, and the tip plugs right into the new reality. And the better you get at this, the better it works. It is like a part of your body. So if you've ever learned how to juggle, if you've ever lifted weights, what you're doing when you're working with the plate or plat is something similar. So what I want to do is share with you my own experiences using the plate or plat after a year. I have experimented with the plate or plat all year long. If you have listened to my meditations, probably in over 30 or 40 meditations, I've included a plat activation. So in my own personal experience, I've lifted the weights with my plate or plat. Now to review, I have spoken with Renee Garcia about it, and she has sudden jolts of energy that come up. And Bootsy Greenwood and Frederick Dotson, I even asked, he was not aware of anything like the plate or plat. One of the more interesting interviews relating to the plate or plat was Anjani Sechrist, and she has a reference to yoga where she can see this energy when she's working in certain energetic ways. In yoga, you can see this energy coming off the back of your head. It's even been referred to in places where I've read Sadhguru mentioning something about that particular chakra. So the idea is, in your meditation, you imagine some portion of your future, and then you load it up like you're loading up a film. Maybe it's easier to understand if you ever had a VHS or DVD player, right? You put in the DVD and you're loading up that new movie that you're going to play, and then you push play. It's that simple. This is a technology that's been available to us forever, and it's atrophied. Imagine it's like a phantom limb. We're remembering who we are right now, and this is a part of that remembering. So, to review, we understand there's this energy braid that connects to your assemblage point. And Zeeland explains how to work with the plat. First of all, he describes it in the book Tufti the Priestess. He explains that the intention has two centers, inner and outer, and the inner center is located in the forehead, the outer at the tip of the plat. Inner intention accounts for everyday activities in the current frame. Outer intention is capable of moving the future slide, composing reality. And I'll define slide and frame here in a second so we can work with those words, but this is the exercise given. So you do want to learn to compose reality. And that's what they're trying to say, how to change your reality. So the first thing you need to do is wake up and log in to the awareness point. Zeeland uses computer language, but you're logging in. You're waking up. You wake up the computer, you turn it on. You wake up the DVD player, you wake up the VHS player, you wake up. And you do that by saying, I see myself and I see reality. Becoming aware in the moment of you beyond you is the best way I can describe it. collecting all of your thoughts and putting them away for a moment, being aware of reality outside of you as the neutral observer. Second, you activate the plat, you feel it. Now the feeling it becomes complicated. Through additional books, Zeeland explains that not everybody feels it, and a lot of people have given up on using the plat because they do not feel it. So the second step is to feel it. As soon as you focus your attention on it, it rises up at an angle to your spine and it is activated. And then third, without taking your attention away from the plat, you imagine a picture of the future in your thoughts, in words, on the screen, as well as you can. This is difficult. You're trying to focus on two things. You're focusing on the back of the plat or plate, and you're focusing on the image. A lot of people have struggled with this. But if you want to change your reality, sometimes it's difficult and it takes some training. This is like a karate exercise when you start to practice with it. I can only say that at the beginning it was difficult, but as I've done it, now my plat activates on its own. When I'm feeling it activate, I, in that moment, will start to imagine a new frame. As I've worked on my plate or plat on multiple occasions, now it's got to a point, when I feel the sensation in my shoulder blades, I know in that moment my plate is activated. And when I want to use it, I can use it in that moment. A lot of times, as my own personal experience, I have found that it has a mind of its own. And I take advantage of those times when I know it's waking up. In this particular case, Zeeland is trying to give us exercises to activate it on our own. And it's designed so that you don't have to spend a long time on it. This is a technique designed so that you can do it quickly. Now, Zeeland says you may notice when you activate the plat, your eyes shift into a different gear. So try and feel that you've raised your plat. Just do it now. If you've never heard about this, just do that. Try to become aware of the energy between the back of your head and your shoulders, and then feel a movement as if you had a ponytail on the back of your head. Now, what happens to your eyes when you do this? It kind of glazes over because you're also focusing on the back. Understand, the back is the key. It would be very nice if we could activate our plat in front of us, but in physics we know that observation is what is creating reality. When you're aware of something, the particle collapses from wave into particle. So behind you is where you're more of a wave state, a neutral state that has the unlimited possibilities of reality. And that's why you are connecting to this portion behind you. So your eyes become a little wider, as if they begin to shine, and it may feel unfamiliar to you. Previously, you just watched the outer film and surrender yourself to it. And now you can change the film and your reality. So you've woken up. That's one of the key elements, is waking up, focusing on your attention on the plate, and then keeping your senses attuned to it. You imagine what you desire as if it were depicted on the screen. That is how you illuminate the future frame and how to make it manifest in physical reality. Eventually, you learn how to do it in a single movement. So it's the beginnings of this. And I describe that in the plate meditation I have. And I describe that in several other episodes. And we've experimented with it. We've used long meditations and short meditations, and I've had a number of people write to me about success that they've had, and we'll go over some of what they said. So you wake up, you activate the plat, you hold the feeling, and you compose reality. And whether it works or not depends on whether you accept or negate what's happening. You immediately have to accept that you're in that reality. So some people will say, well, that's what you have to do anyway, and you're just adding additional steps. You might be right, but I don't believe so. I believe that this is a magnifier. This is an intensifier. This is learning exactly the dynamics and mechanics of reality creation in this particular case. Tufte says that we're very primitive in this understanding. Nothing can happen to you does not fit with how you perceive the world and yourself within it. And all sorts of incredible things happen in your dreams, but simply because you reduce your standards of critical assessment. In waking, it's the opposite. Everything has to be rigorously reconciled with the mold. So your ability to move the frame depends on whether you can conceive the possibility with certainty or whether you remain in doubt of its viability. You can perform miracles with this, and they'll be easy for you. You'll be able to create anything that corresponds with everyday routine experience. Your experience is what consolidates the mold. More complex movements of the frame require new content to be spliced in. I keep on using the word frame, so I want to go back and talk about frame just real quick in relation to transurfing. A transitional zone exists between the moment in which we have an intuitive premonition of an event and the actual event as it is shaped by outer intention. In other words, when you intuitively sense that a certain thing is going to happen, your thoughts brush across it without thinking. Then ordinarily, the event is later materialized, particularly if the mind agrees with the heart's premonition. It makes you wonder whether you simply had a premonition that the event was going to happen or whether your subconscious thoughts actually induced the event working in a similar way to outer intention. Nobody can answer that. Both explanations have their place. You barely have to think or rather sense that an event will develop in a particular way and the scenario is realized. During sleep, outer intention works flawlessly. When you're dreaming, it's instantaneous. We're in your dream and you want something to happen lucidly, it's automatic. It leaves us with just that. We see the realization of a foreseen scenario in a dream, but dreaming has no impact on material reality. Virtual reality remains just that, virtual. So why does not outer intention materialize a virtual sector as a result of our dreaming? And I believe that it's because the plat or plate is the differentiator. You might think that it's because of the inert quality of material realization. Dreaming in comparison to physical reality is as a paper boat to a large frigate. Zeeland says to start by paying consistent attention to your intuition and observing the self. And then you realize that during the course of the day, the window opens quite often. From time to time, the mind gets tired of control and loses its concentration for a few moments. This is the time to deliberately insert the feelings associated with the event you want to induce. It has to be the feeling specifically rather than an expression of those feelings in words. Zeeland is then using the Neville Goddard doctrine that feelings are the secret here, and that's why they're related. So what you do is you imagine how you would feel if the imagined event had already been streamed into physical reality. You run the slide over in your mind, picturing the fulfillment of the goal, and then take one integral exposure or frame. So the slide is you're imagining the wish fulfilled, as Zeeland explains, and the frame is you take one integral part of it. For example, you sign a contract and feel really content, or you pass an exam and your teacher shakes your hand and you feel the hand as you shake it, or you win the race and you push your chest through the tape at the finish line. The feeling of the tape, the feeling of shaking the hand, this exposure is the formula you need to insert into the open window. So that is the type of thing that you enter with the frame. It can be a feeling or a moment, and you drop the frame, and that is then attached to the back, and then you let it go. And then a new script comes up in your reality, and the script that is loaded up, you just follow it, and then it'll take you where you want it to be. It's incredibly fascinating, and all I can tell you is, don't trust me on this. Try it yourself. We've been working on it for over a year, and a lot of questions have come up as people have used the plate or plat. And I wanted to go over what I found additional information from Zeeland's discussions on Instagram and discussions in chat rooms and other places with my own experience. And the plat works like a film projector. You can turn your I wants into realities. The projector runs at full capacity in the moment that your thoughts, words, and images originate from the center, that boom, you load it up. So if you want to do more than just wallow in your own thoughts, if you want to influence how your reality is shaped, you turn on the plat, are the exact words of Tufti. It is not essential to keep your attention totally focused on the tip. It is enough to sense it, like you would a phantom limb. However, you can activate it whenever you wish. The specific sensations are very a personal thing. You don't have to pay attention to the eyes. You can keep them closed or be completely blind. It doesn't make any difference. What is important is that the thoughts, words, and images are in tandem with the plat. So it's pretty simple. You wake up, you activate the plat, and without losing a sense of the plat, you imagine that what you desire is coming true. And then you let it go. And then you operate as normal. So now, a bunch of people have been doing this for over a year now, and there's a lot more complexity to using the plate or plat. Couple things to also note. In Tufti the Priestess, there is a mention you can use in water while you're in the bath, that the water is a good place to connect the plate or plat. And then when I took that, I started connecting with different elements. So I would stand by a tree and I could activate the plat, and it seems like that there was a certain powerful source wisdom when I stepped by with my back to a tree, or the back of my head to a tree. I've also been very close to a fire, around the fireplace, sitting around a fire safely though, and I've connected my plat to the fire. So water, trees, fire, and air is, of course, what you're always activating with. Those are some things that I've found that seem to have absolutely great results. Part of it is what you do after you activate the plat. You start acting like you're in this reality. Once you know it works, then it starts to be easier and easier, and you start to think from that reality. Some people could argue that this is a trick, getting yourself to simply think from the reality. I know that when I mentioned this on my group, 2020 was kind of making fun of this idea, but the truth is Zealand is talking about it, and it's very similar. He's talking about entering into different states of reality. This is what we're doing here. A lot of times people make this stuff seem easy. It's not, or everybody would be doing it. But to me, this is one of the most effective ways to create your reality, and you're probably using it when you create reality anyway, just like we may be activating our Merkabas anyway, because that's part of our light body. The Merkaba is giving you a physical description of how the energies are moving in your body, but for most of the time, you just need to go into your heart. If you follow Drinvalo Melchizedek, he started out teaching the Merkaba and then eventually just started teaching the heart. So this is for certain people that want to create reality, but maybe overthink it a little bit. I think that it's worked in my own perception with people that overthink the process, need scientific proof. And this is a way to kind of go to the next level. So for some people, it might end up being a disadvantage because it's overcomplicating things. But for some people, it can really work. And what I'm saying is, after a year, when I've developed and used it on a regular basis, I definitely can start to feel it. And in my own case, it activates on its own, and I'm just waiting for it to activate. I feel it in the morning, sometimes feel it during the day. Sometimes I do try to activate it, and I'm okay at that, but a bunch of questions have been asked of Vadim Zeeland and discussed in my group, the Reality Revolution book, about using the plat. And let's discuss what we've learned from this point over the course of a year, because it's still an inexact science and we're learning this. First question someone asks is, as soon as the need arises to highlight the impending frame, an image appears in my head, then I repeat with words and reinforce all this with a pleasant sensation. Zeeland says, first you need to activate the plat and then draw on the screen image or pronounce in thoughts. This order, how important is the question of faith in highlighting? Is another question. Not that I doubt my desires, but sometimes depending on the mood, such thoughts come to mind where I doubt if this reality will happen. Zeeland says faith will come later. Just do it first, that you don't need faith to do this. Tufte recommends practicing often, doing this practice often. In my own case, that's what happened. I worked on this on a regular basis, and because of that, I started to develop it, and then it started to work. So for a lot of people, if it's not working, don't give up. Continue working on it, and you'll get better and better at it. Zeelin implies that Tufte is saying that you are changing the firmware or mental template. So we have different templates we work from reality, and so you're changing the firmware at first, and it will get better and better over time. And I can say after about a year of this, it has gotten better and better over time. Someone else asked, is there any safety precautions or recommendations when working with the plat? And Zeelin says, just determine where your braid is, and there are different sensations. There may be temporary discomfort, but rarely, and they soon go away. Nothing terrible to talk about in terms of safety. No one has noticed a problem at this point of safety problems, but that is a question that was asked. Another person asked, is it worth activating the plat during prayer or the power of prayer? So Zeelin says that he would not judge whether it were at work or not, that it, he doesn't have a spiritual dignity, are the words he uses, but he says, if you turn to God, he will hear you already. But if you are applying to reality more precisely, intend to change it, then the plat greatly enhances your intention. Someone else asked, I have two problems I can't imagine for a long time. Your goal, and introduce the plat. And Zeelin says, it is not necessary to present your goal for a long time. The plat technique is designed for short moments of focus on the target frame. Another question, when highlighting a frame, a target, you only need to highlight one frame, or can one second, third. After all, life is multifaceted. I want both that, and the third, and the tenth. If you are already the plat master, you can highlight at least 10 frames in one session with the plat. And if able to focus on every one, these frames while holding the plat, and yet importantly, all these frames should not contradict each other. It is better to spend only one frame per session with the plat, according to Zeelin, and so more reliable, and there will be no confusion. The remaining frames are also separately in during the day. You can highlight different frames several times individually. The main thing he emphasizes is doing it systematically. The question asked, perhaps often repeated, I don't feel the plat. I don't understand when to turn it on. Neither physically nor energetically, I don't feel it. But when I try to make little things, like take the bus to a certain place or to get something, everything works. In this case, I repeat, the moment of switching on the plat does not happen. Or me, like I think, I'm not straining my muscles. Maybe it's not worth the wait with some heat or energy between the shoulder blades, and just imagine that it is there. The technique is great. I really want to understand. Zeelin says, if you don't feel the plat, then you don't feel your energy, or your braid is very atrophied. That which does not get used atrophies, like muscles. It must be developed. Constant exercise. Work with energies as described, as we talked about before. Suppose you've atrophied it, but that doesn't mean that on the simplest things it will not work. Just pay attention in place between the shoulder blades, even if you don't feel anything, and highlight the frame, it'll be enough. In Princess Itfoot, the priestess herself at first did not feel any plat. Part of that book, Princess Itfoot or Itfat, I don't know the correct title now, is that's part of the story that they are saying. That's another book from the perspective of Princess Itfat or Itfoot, and it's in a story form, and all I can say is make sure you get the right edition, and it's hard to understand parts of it. The time will come your braid will develop, Zeelin says, and you can manipulate reality as easily as your hand. and then you can create more complicated things. So there's an emphasis on trying simple things like getting a parking spot. Another question is what to do if it is not possible to achieve a distinct sensation of the plat or its tip. Is it possible in this case to simply visualize the plat? Will there be an effect in this case? Zeeland says Matilda from the book Princess Itfoot also failed to achieve a distinct sensation of the plat. She felt a certain yearning for back, which can be interpreted in different ways. Matilda is not at all felt her braid, just like the plat sticking out of the back of her head and rising when activated. She had an intermediary, her bow, that made her pay attention behind her back. So the technique that's used in Princess Tufti is the bow, an arrow, imagining an arrow moving through your heart, invisible arrow, and then pulling the plat to what you want. Some people use that and it helps them and it works. Catching that feeling. As Zeeland says, visualize the plat and try to catch the feeling. It will manifest itself in one form or another, and then you'll understand it. Someone asked Zeeland to draw a rough outline of the plat, what it is and where it's located. The layout of the plat will not give you anything, Zeeland says, but maybe to interfere, because this is a subjective sensation. Each has its own. Simply, you need to feel that there is something behind your shoulder blades. If the sensation is repeated from time to time, then it is true. And it doesn't matter, according to Zeeland. Sensations in other places, in the solar plexus, for example, are not those sensations. The plat is located behind the shoulder blades. If you rack your brains exactly where and how exactly, nothing will come of it. Do not strain too much. Feel that you have something behind your shoulder blades, then without letting go of it, sensations, imagine in front on your inner screen or in thoughts, words, desired frame. It's simple. Feel, focus for a minute or less, capture the frame and shed the feeling. There's an analogy that Zeeland gives, comparing first graders and people learning. Introduce first graders number one and number two to learning solve difficult tasks on their own. It takes them more time. Number two has a magic wand that helps him solve problems quickly, not making an effort. In the 11th grade, number one has experience, knowledge, he knows how to solve all tasks, can do a lot. Number two is, if the wand is taken away, it turns out he remained at a first grader level. It turns out there's no growth and development. Not understand literally, so an approximate picture, not criticism. And the Tufti method, is it a magic wand? Are we avoiding these obstacles? The question is asked, is it a bad thing? And Zeeland says you probably want to say that the student who uses the plat cannot learn anything or take exams without training, but that doesn't work like that. The plat is not a magic wand. It only helps to get on the film where there will be an easy ticket or a friendly task, but you still can't do without study. How not to do without an athletic training session. At competitions or exams, there are adverse situations, so the plat allows you to go to the film where these situations are favorable and everything goes smoothly. The so-called miracles happen in the simplest cases. In more difficult situations, you have to work hard both with the plat and with physical efforts. The reason I mention that particular answer is that it's not easy. Some people get fooled when they read about the plat that, oh, it just should have fallen into my lap. It still may require work, but you will get what you want. Someone else asked, hey, nothing happens with the plat. I'm already starting to doubt whether it's true. It seems that I'm doing everything right. I imagine that at the back, at the level blade, something like the plat, and with this image on the inner screen, I turn on the desire and hold for about a minute. In cases when I do it before events that may develop in one direction or another, 50-50 statistics do not mean anything. If I just imagine an event where I want to implement, so far nothing has come true. Although quite often I repeat the technique, what am I doing wrong? There are no special sensations, just as if I pretend to have the plat. Everything should work out, Zeeland says. If it doesn't, then there are three reasons. Number one, the plat is poorly developed. It is necessary to practice more often. And two, make an effort. Efforts are needed to lift the barbell. If the same zealously working with the plat, nothing will come of it either. Pay attention if you are trying hard, tensing, and muscles are straining. It means that the inner intention is working. External intention is not yours. That's why it's called external intention. It requires no tension and moving the little finger. You just pretend that intention to do something yourself. But you cannot do it yourself. Making a parking space available, that's outward intention. And for this, he needs only your little finger, the plat. The plat is your trick for external intention. Inward intention, you act in front, and the plat is from behind. So you create the illusion for the external intention that the action, you are not doing it, but it is being done. External intention is when business is done by itself, beside you. You're only hinting at what you need to do. Therefore, it says you have nothing to do with it. Themselves stealthily send an outward hint to what you need to do. And finally, the third reason is your firmware. The mental pattern that you are not able to ask reality. Practice more often without paying much attention to failure. And when luck comes, fix it with a thought marker. Here, when confirmation comes of what worked, zeal is already required. Relish this thought marker with perseverance, satisfaction, and pleasure. For everything else, with the plat or other principles, lightness and ease are required. Another asks, as I read it, let's apply it right away. And for 2 days, everything worked out. Yes, yes. Of course, I was delighted because I was sitting without work and money. I had to get a bit. But here the trick with the plat worked, even worked for 2 whole days. And then the little things was lucky and in general. Then everything was cut off and still nothing comes out. I do everything according to the instructions. Why in the first 2 days when I read the book, everything worked out and now no way. I myself still trade on the stock exchange currencies and I tried so that the help of the plats and intentions to move to a new frame where the price goes where I need to, and accordingly I get profit on the exchange. All this is mentally, visually. It doesn't come out for some reason. On the contrary, the price goes the other way and I get a loss. Maybe there are some limitations in this technique. Zeeland says there's only one limitation. The film must be yours and your frame, where you are the central figure with success and the rest of the characters like extras in the background. If you include people who are on other films, hardly anything happens. On people, Zeeland says, you can't influence specific people. And then mentions, of course, NLP, all sorts of manipulations, but that is not part of his training. In this scenario, where the price will go, you can't either. The exchange is even more difficult. There, you're not alone. There's a whole horde of the same as you who want to make a profit, and each person has his or her scenario for someone to get rich, for someone to go broke. Too complicated to move the movie you need if other people are involved. Not even difficult for you for reality. Some kind of negative thought marker served as your stupor. The plat does not give an absolute result, only a high degree of probability. Especially, Zeeland repeats, a lot of someone's interests, you cannot focus on failures. They need ignore as a side effect. What you should do if your task is to play the stock market is ask the frame, Zeeland says, is as simple as possible. For example, not how you formulate. Price goes in one direction or another. And the end result, you get profit. Also, in a casino, for example, you need to set the wrong frame that the ball will fall on your number. And the most final frame, you get money in box office. Do not ask the amount, just get the money and how much you give. This is a difficult question because in the casino, there are so many people. The film is mixed up. The reality will be difficult to figure out. And one moment, such a reality, especially with money, is needed to set in advance repeatedly. Luck right away, immediately, is a rarity, Zeeland says. Not worth it to think that in the morning you woke up, set the reality, and you have everything come through the right way. It requires systematic work with the plat and being laid back without intense expectation. Easy come, easy go. But try with thought markers of success. So any success, create a marker. Fix clearly in your template what works, what you can, and what you're capable of. But in general, Zealand's would not recommend playing in a casino, on the exchange, or in other gambling, not because it is impossible, but because it will be difficult to maintain impeccability, which is a word Zealand discusses in Transurfing, a specific way of thinking and acting. Someone else asked, are there any exercises to train the plat? Zealand says, first you need to feel the plat. That's the most important exercise, is just learning to feel the plat. And the only exercise for training the plat are a regular highlighting of your target frames. Someone asked, recently I began to notice that the event envisioned by the plat embodied in a dream. If the event made up by the plat comes true in a dream, it means that the order is completed or will still be executed in true reality. Zealand says, depends on how determined you are, how you take reality assignment seriously, how much do you believe that it is possible. Alert your word mysterious instead of preset. It is necessary to not make plans, but to ask. Do not dream, but set out. In the Itfoot book, Itfoot and Matilda in the book sometimes said, I decided so, period. An intense way of defining reality when all resolved is gathered and spills out in one unshakable intention. But one can set reality more calmly without tension, without will even. You just need to believe, or rather know, that it works. Such calm faith in the form of knowledge comes with practice. Need more often set reality from simple events to get big goals. As you receive all new confirmations, faith will come from knowledge. Mental firmware will begin to change. How do you implement complex goals? Still draw? Detached impartial pictures linking them to the plat? Zealand says, not necessarily detached and impartial. If you like the frame that you highlight, you can turn on emotionally. For example, I swing in a rocking chair by my fireplace in my house. You can activate the plat and give yourself pleasure imagining this frame. Notice again that Zealand is emphasizing a feeling frame. Feeling the rocking chair. Feeling the shaking of the hand. Or ask with complete determination. I decided so, that's the point. I have, it will be. Calm but with complete determination, which is similar to the way that intention is described in reality transurfing. I don't hope, I don't wish, I intend. The main thing is that at the moment of highlighting the frame, there are no emotions that create excess potential, such as lust and fear, defeat and doubt. If you get down to business, doubt should be discarded. We must act and leave doubts in the past. Otherwise, complex goals are achieved in the same way as simple ones. Only more time is required, and systematic work on techniques achieve goals. This is the frame backlight and the reflection task. You must not only set the goal with the plat, but also live in a state as if the goal has already been achieved. Someone asks, if the assembly point and the plat are the same thing, check out my episode on the assemblage point. And Zealand said they're not the same thing. When the plat is activated, its tip falls into the assembly point. But knowing this is optional. Nobody knows exactly how our energy information field is arranged. Not even physical anatomy thoroughly studied. If weaving the plat out of hair, will it help something? Someone asked. No, nothing will help. That is a question I've had, and it's mentioned in some yoga videos that you grow hair in the back and that helps with your plat. He's saying it's not. And is it possible that if I'm left-handed that it can work for me? Intention on the contrary, that is in the mirror order and opposite to my order, meaning that if you are left-handed that you get the opposite of the intention. Zealand says, you are left-handed or right-handed, it makes no difference, there is no effect. Someone asks about using different techniques at the same time, such as drinking the glass of water or the generator intentions, some other things, and he says, it does not make sense to include Platt with other techniques. Each technique works in its own way to achieve the goal well and will effectively use all three techniques, generator in the glass and the Platt, only a part. Zeelin says, not because it is impossible, everything is possible, but it will be easier for you. Someone else asked, why is it not always possible to activate the Platt? What does it depend on? And when I activate it, I feel it between the shoulder blades, but for some reason I'm in the solar plexus, the feeling that happens with excitement, for example, although I am at this moment completely calm. Not everyone immediately succeeds, Zeelin said. Those who have never worked with energies need a little practice. The Platt, as well as the ability to handle it, need to be developed. Zeelin continually recommends a chapter called Spit with Streams, and I do not know where that chapter is located, probably in a book that we haven't heard yet. But he says, sensations in the solar plexus are false. They have to get through. Do not pay attention to them. Focus on the Platt. The Platt is behind the back, behind the shoulder blades, which he says repeatedly. Someone then asks, when I activate the braid, I notice I become drowsy. I start to yawn. I just want to close my eyes and go to bed for a couple hours. It's a strange state. What is the matter? With energy in normal mode, everything is fine. I get enough sleep. I eat right. There's a decent amount of physical activity. Zeelin says drowsiness is a sign that in your energy body, changes occur. Something is supplemented, adjusted. Many of those who first begin to engage in energy practice experience drowsiness and work with the Platt, especially when it is used in conjunction with flows, is an energy practice. Another person asks, I can't visualize it. Decipher more precisely your phrase, tilted to the back. How is it? I'm right. I understand that if, for example, I raise my hand a little forward, then the Platt rises only with the exact opposite direction. Zeelin says, yes, you understand correctly. And how else to understand the phrase tilted? Many people ask this question. You are like foreigners. Do not know the meaning of words. Find a girl with the Platt, grab the tip, and reject the braid a little back at an angle to the back. Understand what is tilted. However, the Platt does not have to be represented exactly as the Platt. Just notice what's behind you, behind the shoulder blades. If you don't feel anything, then take a breath and imagine an arrow is pulling on a braid behind you. Many people find that this activates it better. Breathe out and push it back a little. While exhaling, it activates better during exhale. Zeelin says to call for it intentionally. He also says, if it doesn't feel well, then you need to work with her. Exercise with the sensations behind the shoulder blades on the inhale and exhale. Tie them to the sensations. Initiate these sensations yourself as you can, how it will turn out. And the Platt eventually wakes up. It is advisable to train yourself to activate it on active exhalation. Someone asks Zeelin, I have a complete lack of ability to visualize. I can't, for example, visually recall some event. In total, 6% of people on the globe suffer from this. What to do about it? If visualization doesn't work well or fails, use thought forms to highlight the frame. This also works. In the book, Projector of Separate Reality, contains many practical, useful thought forms. Someone says, I'm afraid to seem ridiculous or very stupid, but please explain to me what end of the Platt intent is highlighted. That facing the shoulder blades or opposite, reversed from shoulder blade side. What difference does it make? Zeelin says. What end and where is the end? Necessary. Just the sensation of the Platt is enough. There's nothing else that you need to know. In discussing personal stories of the Platt, one person said, in my case, these sensations had to be caught near the shoulder blades, but away, somewhere 60 to 70 inches from the back. Heat, vibrations, and in such, it was really much easier and more efficient to visualize than it when it was up close. Another said, at first there was nothing until they had read the book, The Priestess Itfoot, and then they found it between the shoulder blades. Another said, I read and understand that I fully see my perception of reality in the ways that I use it throughout my life. My relatives called me from childhood an alien, and I'm constantly, possibly on a subconscious level, adjusting my reality for myself. And I knew about the plat. Previously, it was my little rope. I told everyone about it when I was 3 years old, and others could not perceive it normally. Now I understand. They are in hibernation, and I've always been and am awakened, but recently all my capabilities lined up in clear knowledge of who I am in this world. Another said, since the purchase of the book, I could not cope with the plat at all. I didn't feel it. Returned attention to the center, but zero sense, but decided not to give up. 2 weeks, it was just not this way. And yesterday, something changed. I realized that it's not necessary to focus on what should be some kind of sensation. I decided not to bother with tingling, warmth, and other tactile things. The main thing is to just do. And that is what worked for me. Leaving home, I ordered a parking space for myself at the fitness center. I changed my mind about three options where it is better to put the car. As a result, all three were free. But the one on which I almost stopped my decision, there are generally two places nearby were empty. Parallel back thought, I thought it would be nice to finally sell the guitar. 2 years hanging on my wall. Same day, the call, we will come tomorrow to see the instrument. At the result today, I concluded for myself, the focus on the preset frame should be like a flash, short and bright. The thought of the target frame starts in the format, it would be good. No matter the image, affirmation, or sensation, everything works if complete the previous 2 points. Most importantly, if you can't do it, don't give up. Skill will come. This is just a matter of time. And by the way, with a short flash of the image, the importance does not have to ripen. A very interesting effect. The brain does not seem to catch up, respectively, not create concepts on the topic as much as necessary and generally possible. The plat is an amazing thing. Another one said, something strange happened because of the plat. I wanted to smoke. When he was going home, 4 people appeared in front. Almost everyone is drunk. I decided to activate the braid. At first, when they approached, one greeted me and wished good luck. Then the girl stopped and shared a cigarette. Another said, I launched the plat and imagined how I was working on something very interesting. And 2 days later, offers began to arrive with incredible conditions. Another person said, and I feel the tip of the plat opposite the tailbone, like she's coming out of an area between the shoulder blades and hangs down to the coccyx. And the tip glows and always, always there when I start thinking about her. Presented the tip yesterday, the plat, when she sat in the dental chair and removed the wisdom tooth, she imagined that everything would be fine. Although the removal was difficult, doctor said that after anesthesia, this place would be very painful and be sure to drink anesthetic for 2 or 3 days. I don't drink medicine, so I bought just in case, but did not drink. I got up the morning and everything was fine. Some of this is in Russian, so I'm trying to give you the best translation. There's some other aspects that are discussed in the It Foot book that I didn't realize were techniques, such as the practice of the priestess throwing her hands up to her shoulders and manipulating her plat in that way. And they asked if it only works in meta reality or if it really works. And he says it all works. It's realized instantly in a dream. But in reality, there's some delay. But there are techniques that are beyond the plat, such as moving your hands. Someone asked, what kind of magical action does It Foot perform for execution desires, bending over and then straightening up and raising her arms to the level of shoulders? Is this a new technique or an amplifier of intent? This is one of the ways to activate the plat, Zeeland says. Try to do the same movement. Bend slightly, and then as you exhale, quickly straighten up while bending your arms at the elbows to the shoulders. Pay attention to the sensation behind the shoulder blades. That's the kind of stuff that Carlos Castaneda was working on with his tensegrity exercises. And I think there may be more of a relationship as we discuss this and explore it further. Someone said, I can't catch the sensation of the plat at a distance from my back. When I imagine the plat, everything is like a book for some reason. There is a slight nagging sensation precisely between the shoulder blades, not on a distance, as if the back aches after a hard day, although it is between the shoulder blades. Is this how it is? Zeeland said, it is not necessary to feel the plat in the distance if you are behind or some sensation is caught on the back, and it repeats from time to time, then this feeling will work for you. Many have the plat manifest individually in different ways in every way. Someone said, I can feel the plait in the back of my neck. Could this be so? Sensations should be behind the back at the level of the shoulder blades in other places. False sensations. So I have had the feeling in the back of the neck and it is between the shoulder blades. So he's saying it's a false sensation. Someone asks, in what form is the braid represented? Hair braids, can you imagine it in this form? He says, don't represent it in any form. The plait must be felt, like it turns out. Someone asks, if I correctly understood from your books, you do not focus on stopping internal dialogue when practicing and say there's no need to free the mind from thoughts and it's enough to choose the right thoughts for implementational goals. But will we accelerate the implementation of the desired goal if we visualize it, speak in inner silence? In this case, our constant chatter of the mind will not interfere with the given thought form. Zeelin says, you cannot be constantly in a state of inner silence. And why is this needed? The technique of the plait is to focus for a few moments and keep it on the screen and your thoughts only on the target frame. With such concentration, the other thoughts are discarded anyway. When it takes some time after the activation of the plait, I have the space between the shoulder blades is slightly scratched. This is a concomitant sensation, Zeelin says, and it must pass. Another one says, I have one problem, long playing material wealth. Zeelin says, what is the best way to use the plait and a mirror in this case? You can't answer the question briefly. I need too much, say, and you do. You don't think that money will just fall down from the sky, even with the plait. Sometimes on trifles, they really do fall down. But to achieve sustainable wealth, you have to work hard. You should get yourself a projector of separate reality and work with him. Everything is detailed, what and how to do it. Further, without ceasing to do with the projector, you use the plait while scrolling thought forms and highlighting target frames. And the principle of specifying reflection used to create a virtual reality in which you are a very prosperous person. As a result of such complex practice, your reality will begin to change. Opportunities will be offered to you. Doors will open. Your task is to consciously observe reality so that these opportunities are not missed. Someone asks, what is the best way to use braids to achieve long-term goals, like a house or an apartment? As usual, Zeelin says, systematically highlight the end frame where you live in the house. Not only to work with the plait, it is advisable to use all the techniques. Then life as a whole is getting better and better and the goal will be achieved faster. Someone says, when I concentrate conscious attention between the shoulder blades on my back, I want to take a deep breath, which I do, and goosebumps the skin. So it should be? It turns out to feel the plait, but to me a video camera is presented at the end of the plait from which the beam comes out as if it were giving out a cinema to the future. Is it necessary to use the plait? Goosebumps are a concomitant sensation. It will pass. So Zeelin's saying that's temporary. You need to focus only on the plait itself. No camcorders. No need to hang on the plait. These are unnecessary difficulties. Sensation should be simple. Just catch the feeling behind your shoulder blades, which appears, and fix it with practice. Highlight the ones you need frames regularly and systematically. Someone says, there is absolutely nothing to feel behind me. No sensations. I can't even get a minibus. How all the same feel the plait? You don't feel the plait because you've never practiced energy practices. So you don't feel your energy at all. So practicing energy practice appears to be part of this process. Feeling your energy. I think working with chakras and the energy centers is transformational in this way, and I think that working with the energy centers will help you to feel the plait, and I've included it in my energy meditations as well. Someone else asks, I have doubts about the plait of intention as I feel for the back. It is not exactly the plait that comes out of it, but just the presence of something located at a short distance from the spine, somewhere between the shoulder blades. I think it's still the plait. Zeelin says, yes, that's the plait. It is the presence of something, but not necessarily the plait as we present it. To explore this further, Zeelin continues to mention this chapter, Spit with Streams, and there is no chapter in Tufti the Priestess, but I think he might be referring to the plat with threads. And there's some interesting additional details in that chapter for advanced trans surfers to make the plat even more effective. Tufti says, imagine that a flow of energy is rising up along the central axis of your body. Take an in-breath and observe a certain sensation rising from your feet up to your head. Next, imagine the reverse flow from the top down. Exhale and track the downward sensation. Practice this several times. On the in-breath, the flow rises upward. On the out-breath, the flow moves downward. The sensations may be phantom-like, but the energy flow is absolutely real. It's just that until you really practice, you may not be aware of it. Now imagine that two arrows protrude from your chest in opposite directions, from the chest or from the stomach outwards and from between the shoulders and backwards. Take an in-breath and then an out-breath. Imagine that the arrow in front is turning into an upward vertical position and the arrow behind you is turning into a vertical downwards position. Try to sense both energy currents as they flow simultaneously. The rising current triggered by the frontal arrow moves along the whole body just a little forward of the central axis, while the descending current triggered by the arrow behind the back flows along the length of the whole body slightly beyond the axis. Or simply imagine that they both move simultaneously, and repeat that exercise several times so that you really start to feel the energy flow in the body. Then on an out-breath, try and trigger both energy flows at the same time without picturing the arrows. Then activate the plat like you did using the arrow we talked about before, and breathe a little bit, and then on the out-breath, move it sharply downwards in a vertical position, at the same time triggering both energy currents. You should get the hang of it, and then when you do that, then you'll start to feel it. So you take an in-breath and an out-breath, imagine the arrow moving at an angle away from your back, and then the plat is activated, and without letting go of the sensations of the plat, you compose a picture of your reality, and at the same time make sure that you are breathing freely. And without losing the sense of the plat, take an in-breath and on the out-breath, sharply send the arrow into a vertical downward position, triggering both energy flows. And staying aware of the movement of the rising and descending energy flows, say the following thought form quietly to yourself, my intention is being realized, and then let go of the sensations. That's called the plat and flow method. Zeelan also recommends getting in a bath with hot water and cold water using variations in water temperatures, and emphasizes that water is a powerful imprint to help you feel these energies. So that's the only thing I could get from that chapter that he continually mentions. There may be more, but obviously it's implied that we need to learn how to use this energy. There's a lot more information available on the plat. This is a good stopping point, and we may come back to this and proceed to discuss it even further, but I thought that's some new information that you might find helpful if you're using the plat, and if you're like me, you go through a period where you stop using it. I've started using it more and more as I started to feel it as the sensation comes up, but I'd love to get your comments on how you're using the Plater plat, if you've used it, if you've used it in my meditations, if you've seen success with it. Let's use the comments as a laboratory for this technique to understand it better. And I would definitely recommend reading Tufti the Priestess to get the beginning understanding of the plat. And if you can find a copy of What Tufti Didn't Say, he has talked about it on his Instagram on several places. There are some places that are discussed on message boards, and I would go to the Transurfing Institute group if you wanted to get some additional information where people can ask questions about this. You can ask Renee questions, and she is certainly well-versed in using the Plater plat, and I would definitely check them out. But in any case, the plat is definitely fascinating, and I just want to know if it's working for you, and it's good to hear other people talking about it. And I will definitely share more of your stories. If you can email me or put them in the comments, I'll share them on a future episode on how the platter plate is working in your life. So I'm dropping a reality onto my plat right now that I am in a world of love. And if I have any influence over you, which Zeelan says I don't, I'm sending you love and happiness and joy. And those are energies, maybe you can feel them now. And in any case, all episodes of The Reality Revolution can be found at therealityrevolution.com. And welcome to The Reality Revolution.